New year, new you. New locked-in gym membership. The peak body for gyms is pushing back against proposed changes to consumer law that would make it easier to cancel subscriptions. AusActive argues the reforms the government is considering are designed with streaming services in mind and don't reflect how bricks and mortar gyms operate. Ken Griffin is the chief executive of AusActive, which represents major gym chains and independent operators across Australia. I spoke to him earlier.
Thanks, Barbara, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's wrong with tightening the rules around gym memberships?
There's nothing wrong with that when we actually believe in a fair go. And actually, AusActive strongly supports the improvement in transparency and contract fairness. We actually worked with the ACCC in 2014 to raise the bar on this, and we'll continue to work with government on that. One of the concerns, though, is that how this review is set up, because it's actually there to actually improve the issues around unfair trading practices. Gyms are being put in the same category as online streaming giants and online businesses, and gyms clearly aren't an online business. You know, you have to go into one, so we're very much bricks and mortar. So we just want to make sure that there's considerations for businesses that have to work in that way.
Yeah, spell that out for me, because a streaming service, of course, might have, you know, an office. It has bricks and mortar of some kind as well. Why is a gym different?
Well, there's certain things that need to be considered here. And one of the things that we're keen to speak to the government further about when it releases this consultation that will be happening sometime early this year is the idea of two clicks in, two clicks out. Now, that obviously makes sense when you're getting an online streaming service teed up because you want to watch Netflix over the holidays or something like that. But when it comes to a gym, for example, having something like that doesn't apply. The two clicks in is obviously something that happens only in the online world. And I doubt that consumers want to come back into a gym to do the equivalent of a pre-exercise survey and spend the 30 to 60 minutes that it takes to do that on the way out. So we want to actually have something that works for consumers, as well as something that just makes sure that bricks and mortar gyms really know what they're signed up to when they actually have someone sign up for a membership.
How easy or difficult is it to get out of a gym membership these days?
Well, as with any sector, there's definitely different practices across there. And actually, we've got a code of practice which AusActive members commit to, and that's already got some high standards. So it means that they can't engage in deceptive and misleading or unfair marketing. They have to provide cooling off periods. They have to clearly outline termination procedures, amongst other things. So it has a really high bar, and it gives consumers a lot of good confidence there when they sign up. The issue is that that's something that AusActive members sign up to. It'll be a really good model for the government to adopt in this process, and we'd be keen to work with them to make sure that high bar is really set so consumers have confidence and our sector has certainty in their businesses.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm Barbara Miller. I'm speaking with Ken Griffin, the Chief Executive of AusActive, which represents major gym chains and independent operators across Australia. Would you like to see the government regulate gyms under a different framework altogether?
Well, I think that's an option. But I mean, ultimately, I think that we've seen proliferation of laws in many areas, and we understand the government would want to keep things quite simple. So we're quite happy to work with them to work out what works best for consumers and best for the sector as well, and to keep things nice and simple. We know that business owners have a lot of red tape that they feel that they need to duck and weave through in order to comply. And we'd be keen to keep it as simple as possible. And we're really keen to talk to the government about how we could help support that.
Is it possible to say, you know, an average amount of time that you need to keep a gym membership going these days after the industry has copped a bit of criticism before you can get out of it?
Well, I think there's several things to recognise there. So there's plenty of gyms that actually don't have, long-term memberships. In fact, I'd make an example of an organisation like Jets. It's a large chain and they don't have those contracts. And there's plenty of other gyms that have followed a similar model. Likewise, there are other gyms that will give you, in return for, say, certainty and you saying, I would like a 12-month membership, they give you a cheaper price because that gives them the certainty they need to actually employ people and upgrade equipment and, you know, keep the lights on. And I think that's probably one of the things that probably isn't recognised so much, that certainty given to the business for a longer term membership actually equals good things for consumers when it means that they get a lower price and possibly other benefits that come with that too. So we think that from the perspective of this, there's probably a few trade-offs when you've got the bricks and mortar costs that come with that and the fact that you have to employ staff. But one thing we're really keen to do is make sure that there is certainty for the consumers. Consumers are very well protected with the ACCC regulations. You know, there's consumer protections and very big fines for those businesses that transgress there. We certainly don't want to see those watered down. We think they're a great protection for consumers, but we certainly need to make sure that those businesses actually have that certainty so that they can provide a good service too. And we're keen to work with the government on that.
Ken Griffin, thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great new year.
You too. Ken Griffin is the Chief Executive of AusActive. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast.